Matt Powell is one of the more vile human beings on the face of the earth, and he needs to be either exposed or shut down. What drag queens are doing is diversity of thought. It's teaching children that they can have diverse thoughts and opinions. They can see diversity in society. They can learn to accept it. They can learn to understand it. And that's what these Drag Time Story Hours are about. It's about getting children to understand that there are other things in this world. There's nothing wrong with that.
And some people will criticize videos like this, and they'll say, well, Matt, how could you shelter your kids? Don't you want them to learn about the world? Well, if a wolf attacked my child, I would defend my child. If a bear came out of the woods that we live in and attacked my family, I would shelter my family the best that I could. Well, they tell kids there's more than two genders. They invite drag queens to come and put on their little shows, their little performances in front of the little ones. Are you going to just sit there and let your son or daughter take in all of that disgusting filth? Or are you going to step up and be a hero to your child and shield them from propaganda, from misinformation about gender and about their existence? I grew up on a farm, and I learned extremely fast that there's only male and female, because we were taking care of cattle, taking care of horses, taking care of chickens, and helping these animals to be able to have offspring. And I'm telling you, when you see God's creation, you're not going to be convinced that a man could turn into an animal, or that gender is not binary. Of course it's binary. That's how reproduction even works. People always say, oh, homeschooling, it's going to make my kids weird. Well, at least they're not going to think that men can get pregnant. In schools, they're teaching kids this. And kids are believing it because they're impressionable. A child is very impressionable. And you could hurt them. And in the school system, the stuff they're telling the kids, it is hurting them. That's why they're turning out the way that they turn out. I saw a guy just the other day, he thought he's a wolf. I saw a girl a few weeks ago, thought that she was a fish. The public school system of Nazi Germany corrupted so many youth, and it made them feel like they were really it. They were the generation that was going to set everything straight, and they ultimately turned into terrorists. A lot of people in the Nazi army killed Jews, they killed Christians, they killed all sorts of people during the Holocaust, and they thought that they were a superior race because they were being taught Darwinian evolution. They believed that we all descended from rats and that the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Norwegians were the most evolved.
He thinks that by hating homosexuality, that he's showing them Christian love. He's trying to bring them around to the proper way of thinking.
Now he has a picture of a wolf, a literal wolf, with makeup on. The caption reads, "I just want to read some books to your chickens." That's a jab at Drag Queen Story Hour. There are no real numbers to make you afraid of drag queens.
And I think that Matt Powell has really been emboldened. He is more direct in his bigotry. YouTube needs to ban his channel.
And don't be offended. Don't be upset when somebody says, you're bigoted. Because the real bigots are the ones who are cowering down and not saying anything. These drag queens that come into schools, they're trying to spew their own filth onto little children. They get a thrill, just like pedophiles do, about corrupting the minds of children. They are absolutely after the kids. That's not a conspiracy theory.
Hate is love to Matt. Matt, let me say something to you. From the bottom of my heart, I hate you.
But I guess that just kind of speaks to the kind of person Matt Powell actually is. Why anyone shares a stage with an idiot like that, I've got no... I know, it's an entertainment value, blah, 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 but he is a mess. Scientifically speaking, he's got little to no credentials.
My wife actually purchased me this plaque, and it says, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. Sometimes it might be hard to pull your kids out of a public school system or to have these conversations with them, but you've got to keep in mind there are weirdos that try to have these conversations with your kids and fill them with lies. They want to brainwash your children. When people say, oh, don't shelter your kids, don't worry about them. When they say to take the walls of protection down and just let people wreak havoc with your children, that should be a red flag to you. And you should not listen to them, because those people are just as delusional as the transgender advocates that we see all over the streets of America now.